Jay Ratliff, our buddy from DayTradeFund.com, is back with us. So, Jay, good morning. Hope you're doing well this morning.
Well, it's my wife's birthday, so if I'm not, I'm in big time trouble, brother.
Happy birthday, Sherry. Way to go. That's awesome. Excellent.
When she wakes up, I'll tell her.
Boy, you are a blessed man just like me, brother. We married up, didn't we?
More than I can measure. Let me tell you that I am a high maintenance guy. I know you are too. So God bless our wives.
That's right. All right. Let's talk about what's going on here. Jobs report. First of all, oh, look now, we've got more jobs available. If you're looking, kids, there is more to choose from now. Good news, bad news, Jay.
Well, the jobs report, we're going to get the official numbers on Friday. They're thinking around 216,000 or so, but really the number's not the big issue. The issue is, what's the Fed going to think? You know, what's Uncle Jerome Powell going to think? Because he seems to be the one that is controlling so much of the narrative right now. Of course, when we had last week, the inflationary data that came out, that was still up, but it wasn't climbing. It was kind of below what they thought it might be. You had people say, okay, here come the interest rate cuts. And of course, Jerome Powell, as he constantly is doing, is saying, time out. We need to give him a whistle and a referee's jersey. I think maybe then people would listen to him, because he said, look, we're still thinking 3 interest rate cuts this year, maybe. And if the data kind of lingers and we're not where we need to be, we're going to push those back. We could see this year with 1, 2, or no interest rate cuts. And, you know, we came into the year with you and I talking about the people that were just going absolutely losing their minds berserk, saying there's going to be 6 or 7 massive interest rate cuts this year. Just wait, it's coming. And we're thinking, no, that's just not the case. The Fed's not going to do anything massively, because that's not how we got here. And we weren't close to that the 2% inflation gauge that Jerome Powell, the Fed chair, needed. So Wall Street almost hit 40,000 on the Dow Monday. I mean, in pre-market, we were actually over it. But when the actual trading started at 9:30 Eastern time, it got to 39,345, whatever, and then kind of drifted back. Because, JT, a lot of people are worried about, okay, if we are going to have this extended battle with inflation, how's that going to continue to impact us? And, you know, it's really difficult for me to see people in Washington doing a Snoopy dance over job creation when it's not job creation. We lost these jobs during the pandemic. They're coming back.
That's right.
And then the other thing is, you know, inflation is not that bad. You know, in 30 years ago, we used to have inflation in one big number, and then you had a pretty good idea of what it was. Now we break it down into all these little subcategories, because then we can focus on one of those subcategories with a lower number and say, hey, it's not that bad. All of us know inflation is out of control, and we know who's who is in part responsible.
Well, Jay, we see the unrest globally in the Middle East, and the price on the barrel is going up again. Here we go, and it looks like it may be going up even more. How does the market react to that situation, generally speaking?
There will be sectors of the trading day that will be impacted on the energy front, and most of those are going to be, you know, minor sways back and forth. And unless there's some disruption where it looks like it's going to be an extended period of time that's going to impact something, that's really the only time that we see the markets tend to pivot in one direction or another. Now, of course, what this tells most Americans is we need to stop being so dependent on other people's oil. And of course, there was a time that we celebrated for the briefest of moments some energy independence here in the country under President Trump, which felt great, because then it was an idea of, okay, now we're on the path where we can become less reliant on other countries who may hold us in harm. And why have that? And I think a lot of people are being reminded that as we talk more and more about this, because we have very little control over our energy when we have to depend on other countries to provide it.
All right, quickly, Jay, 30 seconds. Boeing, the latest on what troubles they're in, or things getting better or worse?
Yeah, I think they're getting a little bit better, but the problem is the Boeing bucket's getting bigger. I mean, we had a bird strike, and people are like, was it a Boeing aircraft? I'm thinking, it has no, I don't know. I mean, probably. And then we had a cracked windshield on a United flight going Denver to London, and people said, oh my gosh, a cracked was it Boeing? Yes. So that was a double whammy, because it was United and Boeing. Mm. They're kind of competing with who can get the worst headlines. But these things happen all the time. Right now, there's just this heightened interest in those two, you know, United and Boeing. But we shouldn't get carried away, because that's scaring a lot of people out of flying, and that simply shouldn't happen.
All right. Jay Ratliff, DayTradeFund.com. Thank you, Jay. Great insight.